Are you wanting to create a highly prosperous photography business doing what you love? Or maybe you have a great business already and want to up your game? Then you're in the right place. Master Craftsman photographer Lucy Dumas and her guests are here to support you on your journey. Now here's your hostess and tour guide, Lucy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I'm Lucy. If you are signing on for the first time or you've listened to every episode, I want to welcome you to The Profitable Photographer. My goal is always to help you get tips, ideas, inspiration that will help your photography business in multiple ways. Before I get started with today's episode, you can jump over to LucyDumasCoaching.com if you have any questions or you want to book a 20-minute call just to chat or have me check on your website or your pricing and give you some tips. So I am here for you. Also, if you are listening to this on a podcast channel, you may not realize that it's also on YouTube. If you're on YouTube land, you may not realize there's 250 episodes plus on all of the podcast channels. So I love feedback. I love to know that you're watching this and what you're enjoying. So please get in touch. That's what I live for, among other things. All right. So a friend of mine named Mark asked for some thoughts about photographing children in the studio. He has been a fabulous wedding photographer, couples, families outside, and he wants to launch something new. So I'm going to chat with him and give him some tips. And I thought, well, since I've been at this for 40 years, kids especially, I started 30 years ago as my central focus. I have some things to share, and why not let you in on it too? So let me get my glasses, check out my notes. So the title of this might be officially Just Say No to Cheese. One of the things that drives me a little cuckoo is seeing parents all over the country, probably the world, have their kids say cheese when they pick up a camera and want to get an expression. Problem with cheese is, first of all, if you're on YouTube, you see me make a face. It doesn't make your eyes smile. I mean, yes, I love cheese, so eating it makes me smile, but it isn't a natural word that gives you a happy feeling. So what you get is the mouth looking like it's almost smiling, but the eyes are dead. So I often tell my parents in the consultation, do not use that word cheese. First of all, don't try to help me get expressions unless I ask you. But the word cheese, try to break the habit from now till forever and come up with more creative ways to get a child's attention and have them feel something. Now, every photograph doesn't have to be a smile. Just last night, I went for a walk and a little neighbor boy that's two was looking through a gap in a fence to say hi to me. And I got three really fun expressions. That one was sensitive, one was kind of scary, and the other was a little dreamy. And, you know, that's what I live for, is those expressions. So it doesn't take rocket science to do this, but let me get started with some tips. First of all, plan ahead. So what I mean by that is help the parents set up the portrait session for a win. And let's see if I can go through them all without having to pause. There's needs of children, 7 plus a bonus, that when we address them in advance, the session goes better and the expressions are better because I'm all about great expression. You can have wonderful posing, background lighting and everything. But if there's not communication, particularly with the eyes, whether it's happy or pensive or some other feeling, silly, mysterious, if nothing's going on in the eyes, then it's fine, but it doesn't speak to you over and over and over again. So here's the things to address. Kids need to be rested, comfortable, feel safe. They need to be fed. They need to be healthy. Okay, that's five. So number six is entertained. And I think I'm going to have to let number seven pop in my head in a little bit. So stay tuned. And if you're having challenges with a session, it's because these things are not addressed very well. And so you can stop and think, well, how can I handle this? For example, my intuition might say that they're uncomfortable. Maybe they were put in a little dress with little itchy materials and we need to take that off. Or maybe we're doing it nude and the child, nude, not like, anyway, maybe they're not dressed and they're being cuddled, but maybe they're cold. I have, I can't see it. It's on the other wall, but there was a session that I did. This was outdoors, and we wanted her. It was kind of like a little flower girl dress. She was a toddler and barefoot. Mom and I thought that would be so cute. She cried for an hour. So then I put her on a staircase in Balboa Park that always has great light and kind of slows toddlers down. We put little shoes on, and all of a sudden, she was happy as a clam. So she was just cold. They need to feel safe. One of the things that is really helpful is when you meet kids, get down on their level. Give them eye contact. Let them know you see them, you like them, you are someone not to be afraid of. Don't come at them super fast. You know, step back, especially about 14 months, they start getting a little wary of strangers until they get all the signals and until they settle in to feel comfortable. So that's one of the tips. But I always advise parents to make sure the child is fed. If it's not healthy, we can reschedule unless there's no option, like they're just in town for the day and then they're moving to Alaska or something. That their clothes are fairly comfortable, that they've been rested. So we try to plan in studio. It's so nice because you can plan it around their nap schedules. And, oh, did I say they need to be entertained? That might be my number seven. They might be just plain bored if they're getting a little fussy. So that's my job to entertain them. All right. The other thing is, you need to understand the ages of children and what you can do with them and what you can't. To understand why a 7-month-old is much easier to photograph than a 6-month-old, and I'll give you a secret, it's because they can, at between 7 and 9 months, they're sitting up really well generally, and they're not able to run away. Now, up till 12 months, they can stand, but they're not running fast. But about 13 months, all of a sudden, they're toddlers. Their brain is learning to determine their own future or wants independence. And that's where from like 13 months to 2.5, before they can really carry on conversations, but they're aware and they know what they want. That's why they call it the terrible twos. And there's strategies for working with them that's very different than 11-month-old or a 4-year-old. Then the next stage is what I call the enchanted stage. And that's about from 3 to 5, 5 and a half. And that's a fun age because you can play with them. They're usually not so into the cheese smile that it's difficult. And that's when playing dress up and tea parties and little fantasy things can be really fun. Even if it's just a little toy in their hand or a little story that you tell together. And then the elementary school age, which is like once they start losing their teeth and their body parts get different, you know, like their legs may get long and their arms get long, but they start changing. And so the way I work with them is finding out what they're interested in, telling silly stories that they will understand and respond back to. Sometimes they're very literal. So those silly stories, they want to correct you, and that can be fun. Then there's that preteen, say 11 or 12, which is similar to a toddler where they are wanting to learn independence. They're more interested in what their friends have to say than what their parents have to say. It can be a challenging time. And it's a time that it's great to get some portraits so that you remember that you love these kids. And then just before they launch into adulthood, that's another nice phase for children. So anyway, the more you learn about child psychology, the more you learn about the physical and brain development, the easier it is for you to plan a session to win and also problem solve and come up with things that can be useful to get great expressions. Okay, so one of the biggest ways to get expressions that you want is interacting with them and also paying attention. So the first tip that seems to be not as popular, but I highly recommend, is to use a tripod. Why? Well, let's see. Let me pretend this, my favorite cup in the world, is the camera. Okay? So, hey, hello, smile, 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 smile. How are you? What's going on? Burr, burr, burr. Okay, did that make you smile? Did I have the opportunity to watch you and have my hands free? I say no. All right. So here's the camera on a tripod. Well, hello. Hey, let me sing a silly song. Here, I'm putting this on my head. What's your name? Are you 45? Okay. So those were some kinds of things I use, but not just like that. All right. Can you see the difference in A, how a child would react to me when the camera's on a tripod, and also how I can react and watch the child and the family, guide them, do all kinds of things to get expressions that I want, and also be ready for that click. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that. Now, sometimes when I'm doing an outdoor session or even in the studio, the engagement will be great. And I might grab my other camera with the 70 to 200 lens. By the way, I love my 24 to 105 f4 because I can zoom in and get a portrait shape. I can zoom medium and get full length. And then outdoors, especially, I can go wide angle and get all kinds of scenery and beauty with the family in the portrait. Those often end up as the wall portrait. So I love that lens. I don't need the extra stop of light or the expense on my 70 to 200. So I use the F4. Anyway, so I might grab that and get a super zoom in the middle, the camera with the longer lens. So, all right. So you see the benefit of that. Now, one of the things that can be really helpful is to be up on whatever is the latest cartoon or silly song. Right now, it's I think Bluey, but maybe Bluey's going to go out of fashion in a couple years with the kids. So you want to watch some Bluey and find out if there's catchphrases or even like, I don't know what Bluey does. So, but maybe learn the, I think it has a British accent. So maybe learn to talk like Bluey. Back in my day, and some of you listening probably were kids of the age that I photographed because, 25 years ago, I was getting a lot of babies and children in my studio, and it was all about Barney. There was the Barney song, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And that made a big hit. One little tricky thing, if I don't get back to this, I want to be clear that you're careful with the toys that you bring out because kids are going to want them. And if they're not photographic toys or they're too distracting, it's going to create a problem. It's not going to look good in the portrait. So I had a Barney puppet, big purple dinosaur, and I had to hide it because kids always wanted that. Baby Shark was a big one, and maybe that still works. So pay attention to that. One of the things, and I do this with adults as well, is I invite people to take a deep breath and sigh it out. And that gets eyes relaxed. There's 50 muscles in the face, and the ones that are around our eyes and pull up the corners of our smile are involuntary. Unless you're a model that learns how to make your face get natural expressions by feeling something, it's really hard to have a natural smile on command. You've got to feel something. So the breathing is a start of that. Also, the muscles on the cheeks will get stuck sometimes. And so I'll have people make silly faces. I show them that I'm not going to take a picture. I hold my hands out. You know, this is just to loosen them up. And so we all make silly faces and then take a breath. And that relaxes the face. There's great toys that can get expressions. One of my favorites in the studio, and I don't even have to always use it, I can just say it, is what I call the tickle monster. What I have is a feather duster that's on a, what do you call it, on a pole that you can make shorter or longer, retractable. And I'll be like, am I going to have to get the tickle monster? And just that word will get a reaction often. And then sometimes I'll use it. Sometimes they're a little scared. I don't just zoom in there with the feather duster. I'll hold it. Maybe I'll tickle myself. And then sometimes it'll be like if mom is, let's say it's a young one, and I let the mom stay off to the side so she can catch the child if it's going to run away. Sometimes I'll tickle. I'll say, can I tickle mom? Should I tickle mom or daddy's feet? So it's not always them. And you have to learn how to, it's like, I don't know, like a sharpshooter, but in a really good way, where you get the expression, they're looking at the feather duster, and then you pull it back towards the camera, so their eye follows towards the camera, and then you watch for that moment when there's an expression that you love. There's toys. Now, there's some toys I'll put in their hands. I have little beige and white bunnies, you know, like about 4 inches high, teddy bears that can sit, and I use those quite often to keep their hands in place or give them something to cuddle. And when they cuddle, that creates a feeling, that creates an expression. Wooden toys are great. Or for little babies, wooden blocks. You want to avoid color because the more neutral everything is, the less you're going to look at that. but it can be handy in a lot of ways. One of the things that surprises me is how balls are an expression getting thing. I don't know if it's as we're coming to Earth as new, just about newborns, we see the ball that's the Earth and it makes us happy. I don't understand the psychology, you know, the brain reaction to balls, but holding up a ball, juggling a ball. One of my games, I have wiffle balls. And so I'll say I have a magic ball because it's going to stay on my head. And then I have my assistant, which, by the way, one of the hottest tips is to always have an assistant. It frees you up in so many ways. Trying to do everything is not always wise. And I have more than paid for my assistant probably at every single session because maybe I sell one more 5x7 and I've paid my assistant $75 to help me. That takes care of that. Okay, so back to the wiffle ball. So I hold the ball up on my head, but my assistant is behind me and she reaches up and puts her finger in the ball. And then I move my hands away and the ball stays there and we count, count, count. It gets their attention. Okay, this is big. I don't want to forget this. I watched a PBS show. There were actually two that said the same thing. It's called The Masters. And one was the sculptor Bernini. It was a whole show on that artist, and then the painter David. And both of them said that a great portrait, or especially like a bust of a person, a sculpture, the best expressions are ones where they look like they're just about to say something or they just did. So I'm always looking for that as some of my main expressions that can melt your heart. Of course, they might have said something silly, so they're going to get silly expressions. But you want to look for those moments when something is authentic that they're reacting to. And also, you want to create games and ideas to get their attention so that they're listening. Because when they're listening, those eyes, again, are engaged. Let's see, Tickle Monster. Oh, I learned from a photographer that went to homes of newborn babies. This was early, early, early in my career. I would do the sales. They would get the contact information of babies from the hospital and go do baby's first portrait. And he made the weirdest noises that I still make today. And he also had a little bell, which I still use today for newborns. Some of the noises with babies can be like achoo or aboo, aboo, aboo. That wasn't good. Anything that is an interesting noise can get kids' attention. And then here's my secret words instead of cheese. If you're like, I need a word sometimes. So one of them is just the word yes. Yes makes you feel something. Even when I just said that, yes. You know, it's a positive energy. And then my most prized trick when I'm really, really, I'm wanting smiles primarily, or at least I want some kind of reaction, is the word monkey. You kind of can't say it without feeling a little happy. If you're watching this, you see me kind of pointing around my eyes to those little muscles. There's something about the word monkey that the key gets you a little live and the feeling. And then if I don't get exactly what I want, I start making monkey noises, and that definitely gets them reacting. So that's my secret word I bequeath to you. Some of the other things that I do are sing songs or tell stories or make really silly faces. And one of my little genius moments, and we all have them, I know you have them, I was struggling with a family where many people were not paying attention, or I'd get them everything I wanted, and then someone would look away, or the baby's hand would go in its mouth. So I started singing to the tune of the ABC song, Instructions. So, and this was a family of like 10 with about 4 children. So it'd be like, ABC, mom, look at me. Oh, I should have warmed up for her singing. Johnny, get your finger out of your mouth. So that worked because they were listening for what I would say next. And then they were also doing what I wanted. And I could specifically, you know, get one person to change something that wasn't working. Now with digital, it's so much easier to do head swaps, but the training of getting it right in the camera is invaluable. Because why not? Who wants to spend your life editing head swaps? Those are not fun. Okay. Stories are big. Often I will tell the story that includes them. So once upon a time, there was a little boy named, and then I'll see if he says his name. And if he doesn't, I'll say Johnny. And Johnny had a beautiful mommy named, and then I might say mommy. And telling little stories, it gets their interest. So those are some of the helpful things. So I think that's just about it. One of the things I'd wanted to have you think about with expressions is that a smile is not the only valuable expression. And I often will coach my clients on that because they'll be like, oh, he's not smiling here. And then I might say something like, you know, the most famous painting of a person in the world is Mona Lisa. Now, if you think about that, her eyes are engaged. It looks like she is feeling something or thinking something, and her mouth has kind of come along for the ride, but it's indeterminate. Is that a good word? Indeterminate? And that's why it's so powerful, because a great portrait is one where you can read all kinds of things into that image. And coaching my clients, coaching you to look for those many different kinds of expressions with kids can be super valuable. So needless to say, and maybe I do need to say this, you need to be energetic, rested, healthy, engaged, interested, comfortable, all those things too, just like your subjects. So I always make sure that I've taken care of all those things for myself, because it's really hard to just push all the time and not just kind of get into like, let me get this session over and move on. One of the reasons volume doesn't work for me is I need those breaks. I need snacks. I need a nap because a lot of times I'll be photographing in the evening, especially if it's outdoors and I want beautiful light. So that is it for now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you'll share your reactions, maybe pass on some tips. There'll be a place on Instagram. There's a place on YouTube. There's a place wherever you find this where you can make a comment. It'd be super fun to get some other tips from you. That's it. Have a great week. And until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Highly Profitable Photographer with Lucy Dumas. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share. To connect one-on-one and learn more about our coaching programs, just go to lucydumascoaching.com. Until next time, go have fun photographing and selling your work.